At 4 p.m., at Lexington Jim Kelly Field, drizzle was falling. The temperature was 54, with a dew point of 54, and the relative humidity at 98%. The wind was east, at 12 miles an hour, and the pressure was 30.17 inches, and falling. Elsewhere within and near the listening area, rain was falling, with a temperature of 54 at Kearney, 54 at Holdridge, 53 at Broken Bow, and 55 at Ord. At Cambridge, drizzle and fog were reported, with a temperature of 55. Elsewhere in central and western Nebraska, rain was falling, with a temperature of 55 at Grand Island, and 55 at O'Neill. At Scott's Bluff, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 58. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 57 at Valentine, and 52 at Sydney. In eastern Nebraska, rain was falling. It was 55 at York, 61 at Omaha, 57 at Lincoln, and 56 at Norfolk. Across northern Kansas, it was cloudy. It was 57 at Phillipsburg, 55 at Good Luck, and 55 at Concordia. And around the region, at Kansas City, rain was falling, with a temperature of 59. At Cheyenne, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 51. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 68 at Des Moines, 60 at Denver, and 63 at Wichita. Again, at 4 p.m. within and near the listening area, at Holdridge, rain was falling, with a temperature of 54. At Lexington, drizzle was falling, with a temperature of 54. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for south central Nebraska and portions of north central Kansas. For tonight, locally dense fog can't be ruled out overnight along and southwest of a line from Elwood, Nebraska to Osborne, Kansas. And now the extended outlook for the period Tuesday through Sunday. Locally dense fog may persist through mid-morning Tuesday along and southwest of a line from Elwood, Nebraska to Osborne, Kansas. Periodic small chances for thunderstorms exist across the local forecast area both Wednesday and Thursday. Severe weather appears unlikely at this time. The current time is 4:22 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Here is your National Weather Service 7-day forecast for Dawson and Gosford counties, including Cozad, Johnson Lake, and Eddyville. Late this afternoon, showers likely and patchy fog. East winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to around 25 miles per hour. Chance of showers 70%. Tonight, cloudy with chance of showers and patchy fog. Lows in the mid-40s. East winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to around 20 miles per hour. Chance of showers 40%. Tuesday, cloudy. Slight chance of showers and patchy fog in the morning, then chance of sprinkles in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s. East winds, around 10 miles per hour. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Lows in the mid-40s. East winds around 10 miles per hour in the evening, then becoming light. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with showers likely and slight chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 60s. East winds, around 10 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 60%. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-40s. Light winds. Thursday, partly cloudy. Highs around 70. Thursday night, clear. Lows in the mid-40s. Friday, sunny. Highs around 80. Friday night, clear. Lows in the lower 50s. Saturday, sunny. Highs in the lower 80s. Saturday night, clear. Lows in the lower 50s. Sunday, sunny. Highs in the mid-80s. Sunday night, clear. Lows in the mid-50s. Monday, sunny. Highs in the upper 80s. You're listening to NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards, station KGG 99, broadcasting on a frequency of 162.425 MHz from a tower near Johnson Lake, Nebraska. The station provides 24/7 weather information for the following four Nebraska counties: Dawson, Frontier, Gosper, and Phelps. Programming originates from the National Weather Service in Hastings, proudly serving south central Nebraska and portions of north central Kansas.